Good afternoon again. As so many Christians and Catholics are coming to church this morning, I think St. Patrick is very happy. He's smiling because for the first time in about 4 months, for the first time since February, we're wearing green on a Sunday. We're back to the ordinary time after 17 weeks of special seasons and feast days. We find ourselves back in this ordinary time. And our readings this week highlight a reality that in recent years has become quite ordinary for us, quite common to everyday life. And that reality is fear. It's a one-syllable word that is short and easy to say, but it packs a devastating punch. It echoes big time, not only through the ages up and down history, but in our own world and in the minds and hearts of every person in this church right now and every person that came to church here this weekend, including the priest. Fear. Thanks be to God. God knows that reality, and he addresses it. I don't know if it's empirically true, but I've heard it said that in sacred scripture, there are 365 times that God says, "Be not afraid." Someone counted them, and they said that it's because there's 365 days of the year. I'm not sure if that's true. That might be a homework summer assignment for the children among us who don't know what to do. But today, he says it three times in those seven verses of scripture that we just heard. Some way, shape, or form, be not afraid. But you know, Jesus says something else in this gospel, something that is striking, something that to my knowledge, he never says anywhere again. Jesus Christ says today in Matthew 10:28, be afraid. Be afraid. That's an astounding word. And I'd like to look at it this afternoon because it offers, I would throw out there, the antidote. The weapon, the exact remedy of fear itself. Case in point, the first reading, we hear from the prophet Jeremiah. He's one of the three major prophets of the Old Testament. He's a man whose life spanned three times of Israel, before the fall of Jerusalem, during and after. We know that he was called from the womb and formed in the womb by God, who called him to be a prophet. And for 40 years, Jeremiah was faithful to that call. He spoke words that people didn't want to hear. And he lived a difficult and a painful mission. He was to prophesy to the Jews that Jerusalem would fall. He was to be with them in that fall, and he would promise the restoration. In his own life, he witnessed two deportations of Jews out of Jerusalem. He was convicted of blasphemy by the Jews, beaten and imprisoned, chained, considered a traitor, and they threw him in a cistern to die. And in that first reading today, Jeremiah 20, we hear almost from within the mind of Jeremiah. And I wonder if it's familiar to us. Listen again. Jeremiah is speaking. He's saying, I hear the whisperings of many. Terror on every side. Denounce. Let us denounce him. All those who are my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped and we can prevail. I don't know if that sounds anywhere familiar, but you can almost feel the fear, maybe the paranoia. And that was the reality of his situation. But then there's a change. The very next verse in Jeremiah 20, there's a big but. And it says, "The Lord is with me like a mighty champion. The Lord God prevails." My friends, in this very anxious moment, what did Jeremiah do? Did he tell himself not to be afraid? No. Did he talk himself out of his situation? Do a meditation or a yoga class or something to cool him down? Well, maybe that doesn't hurt. But we know what helped. He proclaimed and remembered that there is one to be feared, that there is one who has real power, that there is one who always prevails, God himself, the mighty champion of every human life. He it is who gives each his place. He it is who saves. And it is he alone who is to be feared. My friends, it's a powerful scene. And it is fulfilled so beautifully in the ministry of Jesus. Yes, Jesus tells us over and over again, do not be afraid. But he also says this, be afraid. Be afraid of the one who can kill body and soul in Gehenna. And who's that? I guess most of the church would say the devil, but you know, it's not. Satan has no power over any one of us. The only ones who can kill body and soul are God, right? God can do anything. Or you. Or me. And if you're anything like me, this means that you have a choice to make. Sometimes 100 times a day, sometimes 1,000. And the choice is this. Do we trust, fear, and reverence God? Or are we trusting and fearing and reverencing ourself? And in all the many problems and difficulties, all the anxieties and terrors and battles in life, and if I could take the microphone off and go up and down the pews, it might surprise you what's really present in the church today. Amidst all of those things, it comes down to that. Who are we choosing to fear? Who do we trust? Who do we reverence? It's no accident that in a world that tells us to fear nothing, in a world where no one fears God, fear and terror is on the rise. Isn't that interesting? Jeremiah, like the prophets of old and the martyrs of our own day, feared the Lord. He remembered who the mighty champion is over everything. He remembered that that Lord is good and loves. And Jeremiah came to love that Lord and to trust him fully. And he received from that saving Lord the freedom to speak the word, the freedom to live well, the freedom to be free even in a dirty cistern as he was rotting and forgotten away. My friends, if we are to be truly Christian, if we are to live truly holy and wholesome lives, it will require that we do the same, that we recognize the one who is Lord, that we trust him and reverence him, and yes, even fear him with that holy fear that will save us from all the unholy fears, that holy fear that will give us the courage and the fruit of joy and freedom of heart. My friends, let nothing, nay nothing, come between us and God this week. Let us pray for the grace to be with him, for he certainly is with us. 6 months from today, what is it? Christmas. God with us. And it's a reminder that he remains, so as to be trusted, so as to be claimed, so that we may not fear anything but him, in a love and a reverence that changes our lives. In a world that needs much change, let us pray to be the instruments of that, as Jeremiah was for Israel.